Doug Jones, the Democrat in the Alabama Senate race, has a new ad out today featuring Republicans against his opponent, Roy Moore.
I'm a lifelong Republican, but I just can't do it.
I can't vote for Roy Moore.
He's already been removed from office twice.
This time it's even worse.
Also today, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan joined those calling on Moore to get out of that race. Yesterday, a fifth woman came forward to accuse Moore, saying he assaulted her in a locked car when she was 16. He said he'd never met her, but she produced a yearbook which was signed with "Love, Roy Moore." Andrew Yeager of WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, is here. And Andrew, Moore has fierce supporters, but we're also hearing stories today about how the then 30-something district attorney, Roy Moore, would go to local malls to meet teen girls?
Yeah, we're starting to see people talk to the media remembering that time from the late 70s, early 80s, saying that Roy Moore was a known figure and known to kind of flirt with or go after young girls. This was something that wasn't hidden, at least as they describe it. And this is something that they say we're kind of surprised didn't come out sooner.
Yeah, well, you have people like a former colleague, Teresa Jones, telling CBS, it was common knowledge that Roy dated high school girls. We wondered why someone his age would hang out at high school football games in the mall. The Washington Post and The New Yorker have both reported this. But it seems as if Moore is vigorously denying this, and his supporters seem to still be backing him.
His supporters are still backing him. His campaign manager was making the rounds this morning on Alabama media, and he's not giving any ground. He's saying these are false. And in terms of this fifth accuser, I've never met her. I've never been to the restaurant that is involved in these claims. And so, yeah, he's saying the same thing he's always said since this story broke last week.
Well, what's the sense of what happens now?
You know, Roy Moore is such a polarizing figure, so a lot of how you look at this depends on what you think of Roy Moore. If you like Roy Moore, chances are you're on the side of this is fake news, this is an unfair attack, this is false. He has such a core group of supporters that are with him through thick and thin, and there's really nothing electorally. Well, he's on the ballot regardless, and it appears that this election is going to go ahead in less than a month. So we just kind of continue in the same pattern, so it seems.
His competitor in the primary, Luther Strange, who President Trump backed, has said it's highly unlikely he'll do a write-in campaign against Moore in December. The Washington Post has floated the idea that maybe now Attorney General Jeff Sessions, whose seat Moore is competing for, could even return to that seat. How so?
Well, it would be through a write-in campaign, presumably. And there aren't really a lot of options for Republicans. Our current governor, Kay Ivey, has said that she's not going to move the date of the election. Our Secretary of State here in Alabama does say if Moore, for whatever reason, would step aside, you know, the election would go ahead. If he won, it would be declared invalid, and then we would be back to having a special election once again.
Well, that brings us to the Democrat, Doug Jones. So it's not a given that if Moore steps out of the race that Doug Jones automatically wins. The election's declared invalid if Moore wins.
Correct.
But Doug Jones' tactic right now, putting forth Republicans who say they're not going to vote for Roy Moore, how risky is that?
I don't know how risky it is, but I think that if Doug Jones wants to win, he has to do that. This is a very conservative state. Donald Trump did well here. Republicans do well here. They hold all levels of state government. And so he has to get moderate Republicans if he has any chance to win. He has to convince those folks to actually go to the ballot box in a busy holiday season and cast a vote for him and not just stay at home because they don't like how this Roy Moore story has you know, kind of gone along.
Is there something interesting here in the fact that many of Roy Moore's supporters are evangelicals? And we see those that are sticking with him, you know, evangelicals supporting someone who, you know, has several allegations of abuse against him, sexual abuse.
Yeah, it certainly is something to parse and look at. What I think is interesting about the evangelical vote is that you see a split, and you saw this back in 2016 with President Trump, too, is you have a split between older evangelicals and younger evangelicals. I was talking with a few people last week who were, you know, younger evangelical types who were not favorable to Moore, and this was something that made them even less favorable to Moore. You know, it's not uniform, as all groups are. But yeah, it is a – I think it's particularly troubling within religious communities and for a figure like Roy Moore who has tied himself so closely to religious proclamations and making a stand on religious grounds.
That's Andrew Yeager of WBHM in Alabama. Andrew, thanks so much.
Happy to be with you, Robin.